Well, with signs the curve is flattening in New South Wales and hopes that Victoria will improve, a return to normal life beckons. The New South Wales Premier has already said that fully vaccinated people in her state will enjoy more freedoms than the unvaccinated. The next stage in emerging from the pandemic will put vaccine passports front and centre. Rachel Mealy reports.
I'm standing outside a greengrocer in the suburb of Windsor in Brisbane. I've been watching as customers check in before they enter. One or two have run in and gone past the check-in and then remembered and come back. The business owner, Peter, says most people are pretty good about doing the right thing.
We ask them to check in, they say, yeah. Some say no, but I tell them, you know, if it's for a reason, it's for a cause, you know, if anything happens, bang, you know, it comes up. And yeah, no, some people are rude. Very rude.
Do you have somebody assigned to
weekends?
Checking?
Weekends we do sometimes. Yeah. Weekdays is hard because the girls in the checkouts, they sort of ask, oh, you got to check in. 9 times out of 10, they do check in. They're quite good, and you get that 1 or 2% that just can't argue with them.
And that's just about checking in. What if we asked people to show proof of their vaccination status to enter a business with what's called a vaccine passport? Dr. Katie Atwell is a vaccine policy expert at the University of Western Australia. She says if Australia adopts vaccine passports, they're likely to be connected to the check-in apps used for each state.
It will be different in different states, and we will also likely need a different passport for each state. It's likely that they will all use the Australian Immunisation Register as the single source of truth, since that's where our proof of vaccination lives and derives from.
While it's a simple concept, by its nature it's also divisive, giving some people the right to enter a venue while banning others. Dr. Atwell says a vaccine passport system would need to allow for exemptions.
There would need to be medical exemptions for people who can't be vaccinated. There may also be exemptions for people who've been infected with COVID-19 and can demonstrate immunity. And there may be opt-outs for people who do not want to be vaccinated. And often those opt-outs would include demonstrating that you have recently tested negative for COVID-19.
But for businesses around the country, it raises practical questions about how to implement the system and what to do when someone doesn't comply. The Queensland Hotels Association fully supports requiring vaccine passports for entry to pubs and clubs and hopes the process can be as streamlined as possible.
We absolutely want to see it rolled into one app.
Chief Executive Bernie Hogan says people who choose not to get the vaccine are choosing not to come to the pub.
Realistically, we have to govern for the majority, not the 0.0001% who are going to be disadvantaged. Those people who can't have a vaccine, we fully understand their medical exemptions and we'll have to accommodate that, of course.
The Hotels Association hopes there won't be a requirement for an employee to be stationed at the entry to check compliance.
I think that's just adding cost into every venue in Australia.
That's Bernie Hogan, Chief Executive of the Queensland Hotels Association. Rachel Mealy with that report.